This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Nepal declared as open defecation-free country. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal has moved one step ahead in terms of development with the declaration. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora says banking service will be expanded to all local levels by second week of coming January. And China marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of People's Republic of China. Now the news in detail. Nepal has been declared an open defecation-free country. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli made the declaration on this achievement at a program organized by Ministry of Water Supply in Kathmandu yesterday. The declaration was made in recognition of all 753 local units of 77 districts that had declared themselves open defecation-free recently. Prime Minister Oli assured that Nepal would achieve sustainable development goals within its stipulated deadline. Prime Minister Oli shared that the government was working for alleviating poverty by eliminating illiteracy and graduating Nepal from the least developed to a developed country. The Prime Minister was hopeful that the declaration would support in promotion of health and well-being of people, reduction in medication expenses, reduction in infection of communicable diseases, reduction in mortality rate, as well as increase in life expectancy. Similarly, Minister for Water Supply Bina Magar said Nepal was moving towards basic sanitation coverage to all the population. Likewise, Minister for Urban Development Mohammad Ishtiaq Rai spoke of the need for Nepal to pay attention towards development of physical infrastructure. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the Poverty Alleviation Fund to transform itself from its past modality of grants agency into a think tank for the ministries and entities working for poverty alleviation. Prime Minister Oli gave this directive in a meeting of the Poverty Alleviation Fund held yesterday at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar, urging for making an assessment of whether the available money was being utilized or unutilized. Prime Minister Oli stressed that the fund should work towards eliminating poverty in a meaningful way through policy-level change, apart from only issuing grants. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Lal Babu Pandit has informed that work has been forwarded to build a total of 4,500 km of road network linking towns and rural municipalities to the major highways of the country. At a festival greeting exchange program organized by Biratnagar Bus Park Management Committee in Biratnagar yesterday, Minister Pandit shared that the estimated cost of building the road network would be around 8 billion rupees. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli laid foundation stone for buildings to be used for the purpose of contact offices and quarters of state chiefs and chief ministers yesterday. The infrastructure is estimated to cost 971.1 million rupees. The Department of Urban Development and Building Construction of the Ministry of Urban Development is implementing the project. A total of 14 advanced buildings, 7 blocks for 7 states will be constructed at Bhaisipati-based Saibu residential area. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli said that the government was moving ahead with the dedication to realize the vision of prosperous Nepal by accelerating infrastructure and other development in every sector. The Prime Minister pledged to discourage the influence of middle persons in poor targeted programs aimed to fight hunger so as to seek the establishment of a welfare state. Former Parliament Speaker and Nepal Communist Party Parliamentary Deputy Leader Subhas Nemwang has said the constitution could be amended after convincing the people for it. Inaugurating the 3rd District Assembly of Ilam Amida program organized in Ilam yesterday, the Communist Party Parliamentary Deputy Leader Nemwang said the constitution was changeable and it could be amended at any time. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora has said banking service in remaining 17 local levels will be made available by mid-January. Speaking at a program in Kabre yesterday, the Finance Minister further said government was working to eliminate poverty by involving more than 1 million people that are below the poverty line in various befitting professions. Nepal Telecom is to bring into operation 4G services in 50 urban areas throughout the country, which will come into effect from tomorrow. Nepal Telecom has stated that it will announce the expansion of the 4G service by organizing a program in Kathmandu, which will be addressed by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Telecom had started its 4G service in Kathmandu and Pokhara on January 1, 2017. The Telecom is expanding its 4G services by selecting places where there is large business transaction and where the population is dense. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
आमा ढोक गरे
भक्के मानी भए
म सन्चै छु खाना खाइराख्या छु पढाइ पनि राम्रै चल्दैछ एग्जाम सकिएपछि आउँछु स्वास्थ्यको ख्याल गर्नुस् राम्ररी बस्नुस् है बाई आमा कस्तो लाग्यो केटा कुरा गर्ने तरिका
गलत कुराकानी खबर मात्र होइन आत्मीयता पनि हो
अनि पैसा
नेपाल टेलिकमको डे भोइस प्याक लिएपछि बिहान 5 बजेदेखि बेलुका 5 बजेसम्म 9 रुपियाँमा 90 मिनट कुरा गर्न पाइन्छ
मतलब 1 रुपियाँको 10 मिनट मजाले बोल्ने हो अब
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has extended best wishes on the occasion of International Day of Older Persons today. The International Day is observed on October 1st every year. President Bhandari wished for happy, healthy and dignified life to all senior citizens of the country. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need for employing experiences, skills and intellectual capital of senior citizens for country's socio-economic transformation. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of International Day of Older Persons, he said the government was working to create an environment wherein senior citizens would pass on their skills and experience to new generations. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. China is set to host lavish events to mark the 70 years since the founding of the People's Republic of China. On 1st October 1949, Chairman Mao announced the formation of the People's Republic of China after communist forces won the civil war. Beijing will stage one of the biggest military parades ever, with Chinese President Xi Jinping expected to speak. Huge amounts of weaponry will be on display, including army vehicles and domestically made missiles and launchers. More than 150 aircraft, including stealth jets and strategic bombers, will fly in formations over the capital. Democrats have demanded records from the U.S. President's personal lawyer, the next step of an effort that could remove U.S. President Donald Trump from office. Rudy Giuliani has admitted to asking Ukrainian officials to investigate widely debunked corruption allegations against Democratic rival Joe Biden. Lawmakers issued a subpoena for those communication records from Giuliani. The request is part of impeachment proceedings against the U.S. president spurred by a whistleblower complaint. The White House reportedly restricted access to calls transcript to a small group of president's aides, as officials had done with the transcript of the controversial Ukraine call. More than 100 people have died due to flooding caused by heavy rains in Indian states of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar. Dramatic images of the impact of flood water on urban life have been coming out of the affected areas. Railway traffic, vehicular movement, healthcare services, schools and power supply have been disrupted in both states. An Uttar Pradesh government report said 93 people had died since Thursday. In eastern Uttar Pradesh, flooding caused officials to relocate more than 500 prisoners from the Balia district jail to other prisons after water entered 3 buildings. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at few places in the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 26.5 degrees Celsius and minimum of 17 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. Nepal declared an open defecation-free country. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal has moved one step ahead in terms of development with the declaration. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Kathiyora says banking service will be expanded to all local levels by second week of coming January, and China marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of People's Republic of China. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.